The poor widow put in all she had to live on, all she possessed, her whole livelihood. Both in the Old Testament reading this weekend and the Gospel, there is mention of a poor widow. In ancient times, devoid of social benefits such as the pension or superannuation, a widow was a most vulnerable person. If she was poor, her plight was then most tragic. Having nobody to assist her or provide for her needs or defend her rights, she was open to the prey of predators or just left to rot in her misery and destitution. God's mercy, however, seeks out such souls. He comes to their aid and provides for their needs. Note in the first reading how the poor widow in Elijah's day, who was starving, was provided for by God. Yet, she firstly had to trust in God and his ways by providing for the prophet. It is often the poor who, after being tested, become very generous. Having little, they are not attached to what they have, and thus are ready and willing to give unto others. Sadly, it is often the rich and wealthy who have much that give little. Thus the words of Jesus, "This poor widow has put more in than all who have contributed to the treasury, for they have all put in money they had left over, their surplus, but she, from the little she had, has put in everything she possessed." The good Lord knows and sees all, and in time he will reward us for our generosity in the next life. At matters little what notoriety or social reception we receive from others, all that matters is how God views us and how generous we are to him. Blessed are the poor in heart, for theirs is truly the kingdom of God, which begins here on earth. St. Thomas Aquinas, in commenting on the four Gospels, gave us a set of books. It's a single book in the Latin, the Catena Aurea, the Golden Chain. And in that, on this Gospel of the Widow's Mite, he recalls how St. Bede doesn't focus on the widow. He doesn't focus on the pennies given, the few cents, but focuses rather on where they are given, the treasury. In Jewish times, there was only one temple, and in that temple, God's presence dwelt. And that's where the widow went. And the treasury, he gives us the Greek, gaza philosai, and breaks open the word and says the philosai means to keep, to put in Greek. But the word gaza, it says, is a special Persian word. It means treasure, your treasure. The point being, she went and wanted to give her whole life to the presence of God. That's what mattered most for her. When our Lord said she gave all she had, her whole livelihood, which was symbolically represented by two coins, body and soul, she gave her whole self to God. That's where her treasure lay. That's where she belonged. We're focusing now not on the gift given, but on the giver of the gift. And wherein does your treasure lie? As St. Bede says, it's the treasure within that matters most, not the opinion without. Forget what people think about you. They won't be there in the next life, but God will. So increase your wealth, your self-worth, based upon God and his will and values in your life. The widow did that, and she was rewarded by this accolade from Christ. And I'm sure, because her treasure was the presence of God within, she was rewarded in the next life. And so often we don't get the reward we deserve in this life. We're overlooked, perhaps ignored. We don't receive the accolades we deserve. But God in his time will sort that out. Now and again, however, there are some good news stories, and we heard one this week. Not so much about a widow, but a widower, Paddy. Paddy in Ballarat, Paddy Payne, had 10 children, his wife died. The youngest was Michelle. And as you know, she won the Melbourne Cup. And whatever value you put on horse riding or winning the Melbourne Cup, fine, that's good. But get away from the actual facts of the story and look at what the treasure was in that family. What made that family different that now has a success story? What was their worth, which they gave everything to have? Well, I don't know the pains, all I know are the basic facts, but the facts speak volumes. 10 children is no small deal by anybody's standard. 10 children and then a motherless home makes for a hard life. And yet, they persevered with God's grace. For the pains of Catholics, I don't know how prayerful they are, but God certainly blessed them with many children, which means they were open to life. And they valued life in and of itself. You see, people measure things by often quantitative standards. The people going into the temple, oh, they must love God very much because they gave much money. Well, you don't know how much money they had to give. We shouldn't judge things so quantitatively. We should judge things in and of themselves. Life in and of itself is a value. At least it is in the Payne home, because they had a Down syndrome child. Stevie is now a celebrity, like his sister, for being the strapper of the horse that won the Melbourne Cup. But give it another 25 years, and children like Stevie won't be here any longer. In the same way that orphanages don't exist any longer. There used to be one in Albury and in various regional districts, but there are no orphans, therefore there are no orphanages. Why aren't there any orphans? Because we have this viewpoint today, like the Pharisees had back then, that quality and quantity are paramount, and the value itself is not. In other words, it's the quantity of life. No, it's the quality of life, and life itself doesn't seem to matter. And therefore, we judge the quality of our children. We only want two. We want certain standards for them. We can't have a third. Therefore, we don't have a third, and we terminate if we do. And of course, Down syndrome children, because they don't have that quality of life that one would expect in our modern era, they're of no value. Therefore, we terminate them too. We just don't have them. We select them out of society, and they cease to exist in name and in fact. But the Paynes didn't look at life like that. They looked at life in and of itself being of value, of worth. That's the treasure that lay in their home. And that's the treasure that was fostered all those years. And now they have an earthly reward. Please God, they'll also have an eternal reward for those who have loved God in this life. They shall partake of him in the next. All we ask is that we have a generous heart like the widow. That we focus not so much on what we give, but the gift of God himself that lies within. By giving unto him, through prayer and our efforts, especially for the holy souls in this month of November, God will reward us, because God is the greatest giver, and he rejoices in us who are generous unto him. Praise be Jesus Christ.